With Chinook Harvest shut down on the Yukon and historically poor runs for several years now, summer chum harvests are on the rise, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is taking steps to manage stocks of chum more effectively, beginning with an electronic tagging program to keep a closer eye on the fish. Stephanie Schmidt is a fisheries biologist with Fish and Game. With Chinook runs not expected to significantly increase in the next few years and growing demand on summer chum, it's likely to continue. That's why she's leading research on chum migration with a tagging program called the Summer Chum Salmon Radio Telemetry Project.
The goals of the project through the tagging would be to estimate some stock-specific run timing. When do certain stocks enter the river? How fast do they move upstream? Do certain stocks migrate together? That kind of thing. We're also looking to identify important spawning tributaries. So we don't know where all the summer chum salmon go. We also are hoping to use the data to get an estimate for a drainage-wide escapement.
Locals working with Fish and Game are attaching tags about 18 miles upriver from Russian Mission at Dogfish Camp. The project began last week and will continue through mid-July. That's the amount of time estimated for the entire stock to pass by the camp. Their goal is to tag 1,200 summer chum. Schmidt is asking fishermen who harvest tagged chum to note the date, time, and location of the catch and to help keep their costs down. She's asking fishermen to mail the tag to the address listed on the outside of the device.
The tags look like just kind of like a little capsule, actually, almost like a little pill. And then they have a wire sticking out of them, and you'll be able to see that wire sticking out of the mouth of the summer chum salmon. If that wire is missing by some chance, we do an external tag as well. So we just insert a white spaghetti tag in the dorsal fin of the summer chum salmon.
Schmidt says those who return the tags will receive a Summer Chum Radio Telemetry Research Project hat and get it entered into a lottery to receive $500 in cash. Schmidt says the bulk of the summer chum research, rather the summer chum run, is expected to hit Russian Mission tomorrow. At that point, up to 80 or 90,000 chum per day should begin passing through that section of the river. Those rates should continue for the next 11 days.